All right. I was so excited to get on the air. I was like, raring to go.
What?
Raring to go, Ireland. What Southern California newspaper threw shade at me?
I don't know. Somebody call Morales and find out what he's talking about.
Yeah, somebody call Morales. I want to know exactly what paper it was. Was it Bill Plachke? Was it Dylan Hernandez? Was it Bill Plunkett? Who was it? Was it Daily News? Was it Toluca Lake Times? Was it Whittier Journal?
There is no Whittier Journal.
Ah.
That's your lie of the day, Whittier Journal.
No. The lie will be bigger than that. So I wanted to bring this up because we always talk about how we like to do things. We're aiming to do things in groups. Like we talked about skydiving together.
Yeah, did that just die?
I think we've got to do it on our own. I think
the station is worried about liability.
Yeah, the station's worried about. But if we just do it on our own, screw it. Okay. This is one that I really think we should do, okay? Jorge, hit the song. The song we talked. There you go. Okay. So there's a new way to celebrate summer starting July 16th in Palos Verdes. It's called Disco Oasis. Disco Oasis is an immersive outdoor roller disco played out in multiple environments with music curated by award-winning composer, producer, songwriter, and guitarist Nile Rodgers, who will be the groove master, spinning classic disco songs like La Freak, Dance, 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 We Are Family, Ring My Bell, and of course, I Will Survive. It goes July 16th through Labor Day. What do you say? We all go out for a roller disco night. Ireland, are you in? I would do anything to see you doing roller disco.
Really? What would you be willing to do?
Oh, I'd love the pictures.
You'd be willing to do anything. I'd love to see you
doing your little boogie moves.
Uh-huh. What's it worth to you?
Why are you stuttering now, man?
Okay. Well, what is the standard bet is $100. Will you do it for $100? You will join. Lindsay, are you up for it?
Yeah, I'm in. I'll do it.
Yeah, she sounds so enthusiastic. Uh-huh. Jorge, are you in?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Bring Brenda. We'll have a party.
Let's go.
Ireland, bring Lisa. I want to see if that tennis game naturally gives her an advantage.
Lisa's a good dancer. But the problem is neither one of us can roller skate.
Oh, come on. Anybody.
Now,
it's not rollerblading. It's four wheels.
It doesn't matter. Mace, as you know, I'm the king of disco. I am the only one who has KC and the Sunshine Band right now in his music library. But I don't know if I can, you know, do my full groove while I'm on skates.
Come on. It's not that hard to roller skate.
It's really easy
to roller skate.
Kind of remedial. Chris Morales, 1,000% in on disco night. I was a disco queen in another life, says Morales.
That I believe. Now, did he mention which newspaper threw you under the bus?
No, Morales, what newspaper threw me under the bus? Who's throwing me shade?
We'll
find out.
For $100, as you know, I'll do about anything.
Okay, $100. I want to see you on skates. We'll all get together. We haven't gotten together as a show in a while. In a year and a half. We should do it. Coming up in July. So, yeah, there's another good one. Disco's very underrated.
I was going to suggest the Dodgers game, but, I mean, I guess you could twist my arm for disco skating.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
I will go to a Dodger game anytime with any of you guys. I'm like all up for a Dodger.
Let's go when they play the Diamondbacks. That's in like next weekend.
Okay, yeah, that's a win. That's guaranteed win night. The Diamondbacks are so awful. Meanwhile, it was not guaranteed win night in San Diego last night. Dodgers lost again. I fell asleep. We were up 3-2, and Blake Treinen ended up blowing.
I blame you a little bit for this because you poo-pooed the Padres.
Yeah.
You never took them seriously. And hubris, which you were very guilty of in regards to the Padres, has come back to bite you in the ass.
Well, here is my response to that. The Padres are still behind us in the standings.
Right, but they are beating us like a drum.
I'm way more concerned about the Giants, who are turning out to be a real thing. We're now four games behind the Giants. Four games behind the Giants. The Padres are one half game behind us. But the Giants are starting to look real. And I was looking today trying to figure out what is wrong.
Clearly, wait a minute. Morales just sent me what Plachke wrote. This is absolutely directed at you.
Okay.
All right. Here's what Plachke wrote in his column today. You can hear it from local radio personalities who openly brag about disliking the Clippers while begrudging their every success.
Oh, that is me.
That's you.
Use my name, Bill.
Yeah.
Say my name.
Yeah, I think there are, you're
not. I thought we had like a, you know, I thought that Bill was friend of the show. I thought we kind of moved past the whole negativity thing, right? I thought we were friends with Bill.
Well, I think we are.
Bill appears on other stations, though, too.
Yeah, Bill gets around. Bill gets around.
Say my name.
There you go. Say my name, Bill. So the interesting thing about Platsky, and I was shocked by this, when I went to Lindsay Thury's wedding, our friend Lindsay Thury, who covers the Rams for us, Bill Platsky was the, would he
officiant?
Be the minister, the reverend?
The officiant.
The officiant, yes. And he did a fantastic job. If Juan and I ever decide to get married, despite him taking a shot at me in whatever column he wrote in the LA Times today, I would like Bill to officiate our wedding. Okay, if so, that ever were to happen. By the way, boss Amanda in for roller disco.
Okay, so the wedding I went to in Denver last weekend, they did something interesting.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to have a man of the cloth or a registered officiant
be
the lead of your ceremony.
I got registered and did it once.
But I don't even think you needed to go through the trouble of registering.
Really?
Yeah, I think that anybody can.
I mean, at the end of the day, none of it matters if, unless you have the license that you fill out at the county court.
Right, but once you do that, you can have Bozo the Clown officiate your wedding. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
So what did they do at the wedding you went to?
They got like an old family friend, and he was really funny and really good.
Yeah, that's what Lindsay did. She got Bill Platsky.
Yeah.
It was her old co-worker from the LA Times who had a great sense of humor.
So you don't need
really
a priest.
Funny.
You don't need a man of the cloth. You can just get married.
No, that always makes me think of David, our friend, our former producer, David Singer, who got married. He's Jewish, and his wife, Patty, is Catholic. And so their idea was have both a priest and a rabbi do the wedding together. And who was late, the priest or the rabbi? I think it was the priest was late.
Yeah, I would guess it would have been, if I had to guess, it would be the priest.
Wait a minute. Why would you guess it's the priest? Like, priests have a reputation for being late to things?
Well, mine does.
Yeah. No, so we got a priest, and so the rabbi started the ceremony, and then the priest came up, and he arrived.
He came in like Henley Jansen and closed it?
Sure, he said, I'm sorry for being late, and he said, do you
By the way,
honor and hold and, you know, all that stuff?
To Platschke's point, it's not just, this is a misconception that it's just radio talk show hosts that are mocking the Clippers. Bill's smart enough to know that if you go to a public event and they put the Clippers on display, you go to Dodger Stadium, they put the Clippers on the Jumbotron. You go to Disneyland and one of the Clippers is there. They are openly mocked. Now, this is coming from a guy who used to work for the Clippers and has nothing against them. I picked the Clippers to win this series. I think they're going to the finals. But
you still think they're going to win this series?
They got to win tonight. They win tonight. If they lose tonight, I'm out.
You're breaking your must-win rule because you always say it's not must-win because if they don't win, they're still alive.
Game two was one of the great wet-the-bed moments in Clippers history. I mean, they had that game.
They had that game. Paul George. What a playoff P. What a moment. What a terrible moment for him.
Let's see how they do. I think the Clippers, I'll say it now, the game is, 3 hours away, 4 hours away?
Yeah.
I think the Clippers blow out the Suns tonight.
No. Suns are one-point favorites, by the way, and they get Chris
Clippers
Paul back
by
tonight.
Double digits.
Yeah, give me the Suns in another close one.
And if they don't, if you're right, then the series is over. There's no way they're coming back from 0-3.
Then it's all done. Boy, I will, as Bill Platschke wrote about me this morning, I will openly brag about disliking the Clippers while begrudging their every success. Although, have you noticed I dialed it back a little bit?
Well, that's because Amanda sent out that email that told us to stop bagging on the Clippers.
You know what, though? It is kind of that, but it's also after that loss and losing that way. Like, I was going to troll that night. I had my tweet deck open. I was going to say, after they lost, and I decided, no, it hurts too much.
The punch Ali didn't throw Foreman when he was going down. They did it themselves. They reaped enough abuse upon themselves.
And I didn't want to rub. I'm sure nice people who root for the Clippers, I didn't want to rub their nose in it, so I didn't tweet. And I've laid off a little bit. I mean, I feel it. I feel your pain. You're down 0-2 and all that stuff. And I know there are people out there. Several of you, both of you actually, are really upset. you Clipper fans.
Say my name.
Say my name, Bill Plaatske. Say my name. Yeah, no press is bad press.
That's mostly true. I just the thing I'm going to wonder, just like I'm really going to wonder, had LeBron and Anthony Davis stayed healthy, if the Lakers could have gone back to back, I wonder what this series would have looked like if Kawhi could have played.
Oh, they would have won.
Chris Paul hasn't played either.
You had a two-time Finals MVP to that team. I think they win.
Yeah, but Chris Paul hasn't. You know, Chris Paul is the best player to never go to the Finals, and he hasn't played yet either.
But I mean, in the end, nobody will remember. Well, I guess really hardcore guys like us.
Oh no,
will
I agree with the first
Kawhi
thing you were
going to
say. When you win a title, nobody remembers the circumstances surrounding it. Nobody remembers that when the Warriors won their first title over the Cavs, that Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving both went out.
Right.
You know, they just remember that the Warriors won. Well, injuries are part of the game. Availability is a big part of it. And by the way, since 10 different All-Stars went down, there's going to be a team that has never won the title win it this year. So there you go. I guess the Hawks won it in the 50s, maybe early 60s.
God, the Hawks.
Yeah, they were great
so,
last night.
Trae Young was so great last night and is such a – I think he's just a charismatic star. He is a
– I don't understand what Milwaukee was doing. So what Atlanta – I don't know how close you watched that game, but
– Oh, yeah, I watched the last 10 minutes.
All right, so Atlanta kept putting – every time down the floor, they kept putting Trae Young in a pick and roll.
Yep.
So then you got to decide. Do you go out on Trae Young and try and take away his jumper, or do you guard him to keep him from going to the basket and shooting those floaters? They, for some reason, came to the conclusion that they would just back up to see what Trae Young's going to do and left him wide open. And he scored 48 points. That was some of the weirdest defense I can ever remember seeing. I didn't understand why they kept backing up.
Right.
Then all Trae Young had to do was shoot it, and he was 17 of 34.
Yeah, you know, he's show business, too. I mean, I'm not sure. Do you think we got four sort of unheralded teams that are still alive?
Correct.
And the finals are going to be a
lowest rated finals of all time.
You think lowest rated finals of all time?
No question.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And it's unfortunate. Now, I think the star power helps. Like, I think Trae Young is emerging as a charismatic superstar in this game.
But bigger than Giannis?
No, not bigger than Giannis. Well, I mean, bigger than Giannis last night.
Right.
Bigger than Giannis last night. He plays the game with style. He's got a swagger about him, which makes him really interesting. And I wondered last night, is he the new Steph Curry, or is that overstating it?
Probably overstating it at this point. But who knows? I mean, I'll tell you this. There's not one person I know who covers the league who thought that the Hawks traded Luka Doncic for Trae Young.
Yes.
And there's nobody I know who thinks that was a good trade. But now people
still
are starting to think, yeah, well, I mean, not even you. You wouldn't take Trae over Luka, would you?
No, but it's becoming a closer match deal.
It's now a conversation when before it was just like, what are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now it looks like Trae Young's going to be a big star.
Yeah. It's in a great game last night. It was a fun finish. It was a fun finish to that game. These games, the games themselves have been very good, but because the teams are sort of unheralded, I'm not sure if the average sports fan is necessarily locked in the way they would be if it was Steph Curry or if it was obviously LeBron, if it was the Lakers, if it was the Warriors, if it was major sort of market franchise teams. I think we would obviously have better ratings. But, yeah, I think this is going to be a low-rated series, even though I think the games will be great. These teams all look evenly matched, and I can imagine a scenario where three of the four could actually win it.
Well, I think
not the Clippers, obviously.
I think any of the four can win it.
I think three of the four can win it.
Well, that's because you're a radio talk show host who openly mocks the Clippers.
Say my name, Bill Plaatske. Say it.
Say my name.
Yes. All right. There you go. All right. Coming up next for you, John. I did something last night that you are never, ever supposed to do. I will tell you what that is coming up next, and then we'll spin the wheel of questions at 1:30. Mason in Ireland, 7:10. Oh, hang on a second. Mason's movie night is back. You can win a 4-pack of tickets to see the private advance screening of Marvel Studios' Black Widow with me and the whole gang here on Thursday, July 8th at the Regal Cinemas in West Covina. You can join us, which is going to be a fun night and an advance screening of the big new Marvel movie. Make sure you're listening today at 3:30 for your chance to win. Mason in Ireland, 7:10 ESPN. So, Ireland, go through your calendar. Find out the date you can go disco roller skating.
Okay.
$100.
Okay.
And bring Lisa. I think Lisa would have fun. We can do it as a whole gang. I'll bring Juan. Jorge will bring Brenda.
Yeah.
Boss Amanda's going to be there. Chris Morales is going to be there. Pick a date. It's all based on your schedule, Ireland.
All right, I'll be there when Michael's there.
Oh, God. Come on. Be part of the team.
Did you see the family?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Did you see the picture Michael sent out last week with his bell bottoms and his two-tone shoes?
Yes, I did. Awesome.
That was a disco outfit.
Yeah, that sure was. Bell bottoms.
Hey, we should dress up then. We should all dress up. Spice it up a little bit.
The sad thing about us dressing up, I don't even have to change my wardrobe.
No, true. Yeah, I got to get one of those silk shirts. Everybody wore a silk shirt during the disco era. All right, so last night I did something, John. And Jorge and Lindsay, that you are never, ever, ever supposed to do. Ever. I was warming up a bowl of soup, and I left the spoon in the bowl as I warmed it up for 2.5 minutes. In the microwave?
Okay. I'm surprised. Did you get sparks?
Nothing! It's a complete exaggeration. If you happen to put metal in the microwave, I'm not advising you to do it, but if you happen to put metal in the microwave, absolutely nothing happens.
There are several things that fall under this category.
Okay.
That we as humans have been told you can never do, that really there is no consequence if you do any of them. The biggest lie that people tell you is, you can't talk on your cell phone on an airplane or it's going to screw up the navigation system.
Yes, that's a lie, because on charters, everybody uses their phone when they get near a city.
Yeah, I mean, I've my phone's rang in the air before, you know, when I've been on a private plane. So that's a big lie. Another one, don't go swimming half an hour after you eat.
That's another one. That was total
lie.
BS that my mom told us.
You eat whatever you want and then go jump in the pool. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter.
That was a big lie. I remember going to the Lucas County Recreation Center, and my mom would take us swimming, and we would eat a sandwich, and then she'd say, now you have to wait a half hour.
Yeah, bunch of crap.
Yeah,
now
crap.
But the thing you did, I've put like the wrong kind of bowl in a microwave, and I've seen sparks.
Like a metal bowl?
Yeah, like a non-microwavable dish, something with metal handles or something.
See, I saw absolutely nothing. I went back, soup was hot, used the same, I switched spoons because the spoon did get hot. But no, I was expecting sort of that thing that happened in American Hustle where Jennifer Lawrence put the something metal in what she called the science oven, and it just blew up. That's what I was expecting when I got there. I thought, oh, my God, I've left the spoon. This is something's going to be nothing. So if you happen to do it, please do not worry about it. It's probably not that big a deal. Probably not that big a deal. So, Ireland, I was looking at the Giants this morning because the Giants are now 4 games in front of the Dodgers. And I'm starting to wonder if they aren't the real deal. Brandon Crawford's having a really big year for them, 16 homers. Buster Posey's having one of his best seasons. Brandon Belt, Mike Yastrzemski. Their rotation has been great. Kevin Gausman is 8-1 with a .149 ERA. He's a Cy Young candidate. Anthony Desclafani, who came from the Reds, 8-2. He's got a shot to be really effective and a great bullpen. Our bullpen has a 3.80 ERA, 3.80. That is 11th. The Giants' bullpen, 3.35. Dodgers are 4th in team ERA, which is great. Giants are 3rd. They are 11th in home runs. We are 11th in home runs. The Giants are number 1 in home runs. And as a team, we're only batting .241. We are off to a very, very underwhelming start.
And if you notice, against good teams, the Dodgers aren't great. They're very good against average
Arizona.
Or below average teams.
Yep.
But when a good team rolls in, they struggle. And the Padres is the best example of that. I still think the Dodgers will figure it out. Because think about this. For most of the season, Mookie Betts has been hurt. Cody Bellinger's been out. Corey Seager's been out. They lost Dustin May for the year. David Price went in the DL. Tony Gonsolin was in the DL. They've had a remarkable run of injuries. If they can get their people healthy...
Yeah.
And I think by the end of the year, they're not going to get Dustin May back, but they're going to get Seager, Bellinger.
Bellinger just came back.
But he's only
played 17 games.
But once you get those guys healthy, then you have the real Dodgers. So I think they're going to be fine. But you're right. So far, no great shakes, this Dodger team.
What's
been very
wrong
average.
With Mookie Betts? He's batting only 240. He has yet to be to the DL.
Yeah, but Bill Plunkett wrote a big thing about this in the paper. He, ever since he suffered that back injury early in the season, he hasn't been the same.
Yeah, he's batting .249, 9 homers, 28 RBIs. He's a replacement level player.
Right. So I think his back must be bothering him.
Yeah,
but
he's
hopefully
just
he can,
not the
hopefully
guy
he can figure out a way to
have.
Play through it.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I'm a little 877-710 ESPN. By the way, phone lines are always open here. We'll take a call anytime. 877-710 ESPN. You can tweet us at Venice Mace, MASE at LA Ireland. And you can email us venicemace@gmail.com. Although I've been really bad at following up on email so far. So John, tonight is the night. I think tonight is the night that the dream of the Clippers comes crashing down.
You think the Suns win game 3?
I think the Suns win game 3 tonight at Staples Center.
Do you know how many playoff games in a row the Suns have won?
No.
9.
They've won 9 consecutive games?
Yeah, they won 2 straight against the Lakers, or 3 straight against the Lakers. They've won, then they swept their second round series, and now they're up 2-0 in this one. So they've won 9 straight playoff game. So you may be onto something. Maybe they're it. But
that kid campaign is something, right?
Yeah, but now Chris Paul's coming back. So he's
now
not
Chris Paul's
play
coming back. But campaign did a fantastic job.
You know what's interesting about Cameron Payne? He basically was there for anybody. He was a journeyman. He couldn't get off the bench in Oklahoma City. Couldn't get off the bench in Chicago. Got sent down to the D League.
Wow.
And something happened to him where he just woke up. I think he went to the same college as Ja Morant. I think he went to Murray State. But sometimes the fear of, you know, losing your career motivates you, and this guy figured it out. Now he's probably played – because he was great against the Lakers.
Sure.
This postseason, he's probably played his way into a big contract someplace.
Yeah, I think so. He's been key for them throughout this run and has made all the difference. You know,
can I throw something at you here while we're talking about
it.
The NBA?
Yeah.
Do you see what Jalen Rose said about the Olympic team?
No.
He's disappointed that Kevin Love is on the Olympic team because if he wasn't, it would be an all-black team going to the Olympics.
That's really his thing?
So here's his exact quote. "Don't be scared to make it an all-black team representing the United States. I'm disappointed by that." And I think what he's saying is Kevin Love is not one of the best 12 players right now in the world.
Absolutely not.
But I had a completely different take than Jalen. I looked at the team. Pull up the roster. Where's the size? I think the only reason they're going to Kevin Love is because they need his height. I don't think it matters that he's white. I think it matters that he's tall. Other than Bam Adebayo and Kevin Love, do they have Durant, but he's not really a center.
No, Durant's not a center. Lillard, Beal, Tatum, Booker.
So, like, how would that...
Zach LaVine.
Right.
How Bam would that, is big.
Yeah. How would that team... So, you got to have more than one big in case...
Draymond Green plays like a big. He's not a big, but he plays like a big.
But at least Kevin Love could guard... Like, if you run into Serbia and you have to guard Jokic...
Yeah.
Then I think Kevin Love gives you size.
I find the suggestion that they wanted a white guy, just a white guy, to balance the roster as offensive. I don't think... Who else was interested? Who else got left off of this thing?
Right.
That and, wanted to play.
But that, what you're saying, what you're offended by, happened in UCLA in the 60s and the 70s all the time.
Yeah, but that was the 60s and the 70s. This
right.
is 2021. But, do you really think somebody looked at it and said, hey, I think we need a white guy?
Jalen does.
Yeah, Jalen, I completely disagree with him. I do not. I cannot believe that that's what they said. That there was a conversation with Greg Popovich and USA Basketball where they said, "Well, we got this roster, but
well, it would be Jerry Colangelo's call. He's the one
Jerry
who makes the roster.
But we need to add.
But
a white,
if somebody out there, if somebody
get?
Out there disagrees, if you think Kevin White, Kevin Love was put on the team specifically because he's white, I'd love to hear that theory.
Yeah, 877-710-ESPN. Jump in here, 877-710-ESPN. I find that kind of offensive. You know, you never know. Something on the Wheel of Questions could wind up being offensive.
Oh, is that coming up?
Yeah, the Wheel of Questions is coming up next. And
well, the wheel's running much smoother now.
No idea what question might pop up on the Wheel of Questions. That is coming up next for you, plus your calls, 877-710-ESPN. Mesa in Ireland, this is 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
A very, very closed relationship. Oh, look, there's some disco for disco night. Roller disco. Ireland, we need a date. Need a date from you.
All right, I'll work on it.
Okay. So I think Randy in Newport's on the line before we spin the wheel of questions. Randy, you're on 710 ESPN. What are you doing, man?
I'm driving down the freeway, boys. What are you doing?
Hi,
we're doing our little radio show we do. We've been doing for 27 years.
Yeah, I've been listening for about that long.
Wow, thank you, man. Thanks for
excellent.
Sticking with
us. So what made you call in?
I would just like to say that, you know, what if it was an all-white team and a white broadcaster was disappointed that they added a black person to the list?
Right. So, in other words, if it was the reverse.
Right. The guy would be fired immediately, first of all. And it would be an outrage across this country.
Right,
why
but
is it okay when it's the other way?
Because the other way is what the country has been moving towards ever since the George Floyd tragedy.
Yeah,
I just
think this is a case of seeing race where it isn't necessary. I mean, if you tell me that this guy wanted to play and he's not in, or it should have been this guy instead of this guy, I'd listen to that argument, but I haven't heard Jalen say, they should have put this guy on instead of Kevin Love.
And again, like a few years ago in the Olympics, Mace, when you went to the Olympics.
Yes.
Both of the Gasol brothers played for Spain.
Yes.
So you had 2 7-foot guys on the front line. Look again at that roster. If you look at the roster... looking at it specifically for basketball purposes, what do we do? I guess we could go small and just try and be more athletic, but you want to have an option to go big.
Sure.
If you need to.
Yeah, they needed to add a big,
and
Kevin
so,
Love was available.
And Kevin Love's played for Team USA before. He's got
sure.
gold medals. This makes sense. I don't think he's going to play very much.
No.
But this makes a lot of sense to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's spin. Randy, thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate you and appreciate you sticking with us all that time. All right, we do this every day at 1:30. We have got a gigantic wheel, and in each spot on the wheel, there is a different question. I want you to visualize this, okay? So we have no idea what the question is going to be. Jorge is going to spin the wheel right now. Do it. And it is... Wow. This is... It's a really tough hypothetical.
Okay, what is it?
You are leading 100 people whose lives are in danger.
Okay.
And you must choose between two courses of action. One would save only 90 people.
The other would 90 of the 100.
Right. The other would have a 50% chance of saving everyone, but were it to fail, everyone would die. So let me think this question. Okay, so you can either have a chance at saving 100 people, but it might not work, or you've got a 50% guarantee. Does that make sense?
Yes.
100. You're rolling the dice if you try to save 100% of the people. But
so you have
can
a better
50
chance.
Guaranteed.
Yes, you have a better chance of saving half the people than saving all the people.
There you go. There you go. That's thank you.
I would.
Thank you, Lindsay.
This is an easy one for me.
Okay.
Every life matters, so I would try and save everybody.
Even though you could lose everybody.
Yep. If I got a 50, you're telling me I got a 50% chance of saving everybody?
Yep.
There would be zero casualties?
Correct.
Or I have a 100% chance of having 10 casualties?
Correct.
But 90 would make it?
Yep.
I'm trying to save everybody.
Ooh, that is so tough. Would you save the 90 guaranteed or the 100?
Or try to save the 100 knowing that you have 50% chance you all go down.
50% chance, yeah. Lindsay, what about you?
I think that I would also try to save everybody because then if you choose the other option, you're going to get into the other dilemma of who's going to have to stay behind.
Oh, you right, know? Yeah, you.
It's the Titanic going to the lifeboats.
I don't like you.
I don't want that responsibility.
I don't like the looks of you.
Either we all make it or none of us make it.
Okay, so Lindsay. And you can't duck this question. We're all involved in a shipwreck, okay?
Yep.
Lindsay, you have a lifeboat that can save you and two other people. So you can save me, Mason, and Jorge, but one of us is out. Who dies?
I would sacrifice myself for all three of you guys.
No. You can't pick yourself.
Yeah, that's the answer. That's my answer.
No, you would really sacrifice yourself.
I'd feel too bad. I'd be guilty the rest of my life.
Yeah, but you'd be alive.
I know, but I would be guilty. The guilt would literally kill me.
Jorge, what about you? If you had to save...
I'm with the group. All of us or none of us?
But what about with the lifeboat dilemma?
Oh, with the lifeboat?
You can save two of us, but not all three. Who's the odd one out?
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah.
Mason in Ireland, because we'll continue doing this show.
So wait a minute. Are you throwing Lindsay overboard?
You just did.
Wow. That is rough.
That's okay. I see where your allegiance is, Jorge.
Nah, it's just a radio bit, Lindsay.
It's just a radio bit. Don't take it so seriously. Ireland, who would you save?
Okay. I'm going to, unlike Lindsay,
Who decided she would go down with the ship?
Because I think it's a cop-out if you say, I would kill yourself. Mace, I hate to tell you this, but we're the oldest.
Yes.
We've lived full lives.
Yes, we have.
You're the odd one out.
Wait, you're picking me?
Yeah, because you've lived a full life. Lindsay and Jorge have most of their lives. Jorge has like a baby. We can't kill him.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And Lindsay's 20 years younger than us.
Oh, well, you know, I think you're onto something because I would throw you overboard.
Right.
You've lived a full life. Lindsay and Jorge are young.
Yeah. Man, we just turned on each other here. What happened?
No. But no, that's my honest answer. Mace, by the way, I would try and convince you of it. I would tell you, okay, Mace, here's why I'm doing it. You and I have lived great lives. Like, we've been in the top 1% basically our whole lives. You know, so let's let them have a chance. And we're not, by the way, Mace, because we've both done well in life, we would be leaving plenty to our loved ones that we left behind.
And to charity. I got a bunch going to charity when I'm dead.
Yeah. So I would, matter of fact, I would Rochambeau with you to see if it's either me or you who's out. But I can't. I can't.
Wait,
throw...
what's Rochambeau?
Yeah, what's Rochambeau?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because I. But it's got to be me or you that's out, because we've lived the longest.
Yeah,
I think
if it just came down to you two,
I feel like I would have to throw Mace out of the boat because John has a child.
Yeah, you know? Lindsay, I think you're right. You know what? I do not mind being the one that gets thrown out of the boat.
Yeah. I mean, if now 20 years ago, we would probably have felt different.
Right. But I mean, frankly, I don't know.
This is, by the way, to put this in a sports context.
Yes.
Like every time a league expands.
Yes.
They can only protect a certain amount of guys on their roster. Like it's going to happen in hockey this year. They're bringing the Seattle Kraken.
Oh, yeah. The Kraken. Great nickname.
So each NHL, they're going to have an expansion draft. And each NHL team is going to be able to protect 75% of their roster. So, but the 20, you'll be surprised who's on that 25%. It'll be some established, like, all-star level old guys. Because they figure they only got two more years with them anyway. And they'll, like, if the Suns had to go through an expansion draft, they might not protect guys like Jay Crowder and Chris Paul.
Sure.
Because they're older.
Well, Chris Paul.
But they're for sure protecting Booker and Ayton and Bridges and those dudes.
Yeah. Who on the Lakers should be protected?
Well, you got to protect LeBron and AD because they're really good.
Right.
But then...
Caruso and THT, and that's really all we need to protect.
Right. But and then you
Oh, KCP. We'd keep KCP,
like,
too.
I love Jared Dudley. Great guy.
Great
Sorry.
Guy. Going to be a good coach.
Going to be a great announcer.
Whichever
one
he wants. Yeah.
Or GM. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I say this lifeboat story goes like this. It's all about the family. In honor of...
Did you learn nothing from watching the end of Titanic? If you get greedy, then you'll end up on a piece of driftwood and sink to the bottom like Leonardo
DiCaprio.
Exactly.
Exactly.
If Kate Winslet just wasn't hogging the whole piece of wood, then Leo could have lived.
Leo could have fit on that piece of wood.
Just let him drop.
There was room.
Ridiculous.
There was some selfishness involved there.
100%.
All right. By the way, Fast 9 is opening tonight. I'm not going tonight. I'm going tomorrow after the show.
Wait a minute. You can go tonight? Like the average person off the street can go tonight?
Yeah. 7 o'clock is the screening for everywhere. 7 o'clock screenings. I think it's like 7, 9, 10,
so
Thursday night screenings.
Wherever I play golf with my friends, we make up some mythical thing to play for.
Yes.
So today... my friend Glenn and I were on the same team. We were playing this guy and his brother. We said, we're going to play for the all-time gross box office of all of the Fast and Furious movies. Mm. How much do you think that is?
Maybe $2.5
billion. $6
billion. Wow.
And that's before this one.
Yeah. That's crazy.
$6 billion on that thing.
Now, from the trailer... Do you have, by the way, a little clip of Vin? Let's hear some Vin. We all always come back together.
So they're bringing back everybody for this one.
Oh, yeah, everybody's coming back.
So a funny thing happened to me once. Some I was in a group of people. We were out drinking, and somebody said, man, Vin Diesel. You knew that guy was going to be a movie star as soon as you heard his name when he was a kid. And some other guy across the room goes, his name is Mark Sinclair. He's a Jewish guy from New York. And I looked it up, and it's true.
That is awesome.
His name is Mark Sinclair. He's from Greenwich Village.
All right. Coming up for you, something we thought was going away because of the pandemic, John is coming back with a vengeance. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, but tell me it's not handshakes.
We'll talk about it coming up. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, it's Disco Day. Disco Thursday. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. What are you guys doing? Thanks a lot for being out there. So, Ireland, you and Michael Thompson have said, all along during the pandemic that you will never shake hands again.
Wait, I was right? This is about shaking hands?
Today is National Handshake Day.
And well, you know I will what? Say this. At that wedding last weekend, I hadn't seen a lot of these guys in a long time, so there were a lot of hugs, but there were a lot of handshakes, too.
I don't think the handshake has gone away.
Well, what I do is if somebody sticks out their hand, I stick out a fist.
And so turn you're it doing
into
a fist bump.
Fist bump. Yeah.
See, I've got no issue with handshakes anymore. We're all safe. We're all good. If you've been vaccinated, you're good. It doesn't live on surfaces. Who cares? Shake hands the
bow.
Way we've always done it.
I got bow.
Bow. That's what
bow.
I, yeah, I'm in favor of a bow.
Bow. Jorge, are you going back to shaking hands with people like normal?
I'm doing the fist bump for now. I don't know. It's a little weird.
Lindsay, you shaking hands? What did we do when we saw each other last Friday at Venice Beach?
We hugged. Like, hey.
We hugged. Yeah,
hugged
we hugged.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I've been at this wedding, I hugged 100 people.
The hug is still in.
Yeah, I don't care if it's whether it's handshake, hug, whatever people want to do. I'm not going to be like, no. Like Michael said,
Michael will do that for you.
Yeah, like if somebody wants to like shake your hand, he'll like wave them off and be like COVID, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous.
Then the question is, what if it was somebody who Michael like super respected? Like it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
It was Bill Russell.
Walked up to Michael and stuck out his hand. Michael would immediately shake hands and then pull the Purell out of his pocket and walk. So I will admit that when the times I haven't been able to get out of a handshake, like when somebody will walk up to me with their hand stuck out and there's no easy way to do it, I'll just shake hands and then ask Michael to borrow his Purell.
See, I went to a wedding a couple weeks ago and we all shook hands.
Okay.
I don't think it went away. I don't think the pandemic has changed life as much as we thought it was going to. Do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think pandemics changed life forever.
Like what? What are the permanent changes that have come from the pandemic? I can think of one. I think guests on TV can absolutely be on Zoom now.
Right. I think that the way people generally decide whether – like older people I know aren't going out at all. They've just stopped.
See, my mom and not stepdad Leo are going wherever they want.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, like my dad and his friends and my mom and her friends, like they're back to normal, going out. She goes to her stitching club. Dad
yeah,
went
my
to
mom
a ball
goes
game
to
last
her
weekend.
Wednesday night dinner with the Wednesday night group.
Lindsay, is the stitching club like a sewing club?
Yeah, cross stitching.
Your dad
sewing,
goes
cross,
to that?
No. My mom goes to cross stitching. I said my dad went to a ball game last weekend.
Oh, good.
But my mom
yeah, so does that mean she's making quilts and stuff and raising barns, all that kind of business that they do?
Cross-stitching is, it's like needlepoint. It's like a design on a pattern. She's obsessed with it.
Doesn't she occasionally, like, raise a barn or make a quilt?
I don't think there's any barns near where she lives.
she's not Amish? The Amish do that kind of stuff all the time. Churning their own butter, needlepoint, all that stuff. So on this date, we got Fast Track coming up for you in 10 minutes, by the way. On this date in 1975, the ultimate cult movie was released. It is Rocky Horror Picture Show, which people, I think, still, I don't know if they're doing it at this moment, but like the new art in
Newport Beach, where I grew up, they play it every Friday and Saturday night at a theater, and people all get up and dressed in costume and act it out in front of the screen.
Dress up, throw rice in the air, all that kind of stuff. Water bottles, dress up in costume, all.
Wait, when did it come out? How many years ago?
75.
Okay.
And it's still, like, you can see it every Friday night at the New Art at midnight. All these years later, you can still see the movie. To me, that's the definition of a cult movie. Now, for you guys, I teed you up on this. Your favorite cult movie.
All right. So when I hear cult movie, I think of a movie that when it came out was really no big deal.
Yes.
Yet it's developed a cult following over the years.
Yep.
For me, it's the movie Office Space.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's on table every day somewhere.
And it didn't do big business when it came out.
No, back then it was just average. Now, like, if you see somebody in a restaurant, you say, are you wearing a lot of flair for a reason? You know, that came from Office Space. Who took my stapler? I'm going to need those TPS reports. To me, it's Office Space.
That's a classic. Classic. Jorge, what did you come up with?
Reservoir Dogs. Tarantino.
Oh, yeah.
1992.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mr.
Is that
Pink.
The one with Mr. Pink and Mr.
Yeah,
Mr.
Pink.
Color? Yeah.
Oh, it's a classic, and it's a tribute to a whole bunch of other films. That was Tarantino's first movie, and it is phenomenal. Lindsay, what came up for you?
I don't know if all of you guys have seen this one, but mine would be Clueless.
Oh,
what do you mean,
Clueless.
Have we seen it? I've seen it probably 20 times.
As
yeah,
there
if.
You go. There you go.
As if, Lindsay.
Yeah, and I don't think it was that gigantic a deal when it came out, but you're right.
I think
like E! Entertainment runs it nonstop. They run that and Mean Girls. Mean Girls, Clueless. Mean Girls, Clueless. I think it goes like that all the time. For me, I got a couple.
I always say to Lisa, woman, you don't answer any of my pages. What is up with you? Remember Donald Faison?
Yes, yes.
They're getting mad.
That was
see.
Like his breakout role, too.
Yeah, that was great.
So, for me, I've got a couple. One is, Warriors, come out
oh,
to
yeah.
play.
That's great.
It's a great one. I think Joel
you
Silver
know, they play that
had
at
something to do with that.
They play that at Warriors games.
And oh, do they?
Gets really into it, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Well, yeah.
I'll lead you to death.
I'll bite your head off.
And the Big Lebowski, the dude,
right?
The dude,
which is probably, believe it or not, Jeff Bridges has been in a lot of great movies.
Yes,
that might be his most iconic role, the one that people remember him the most for.
When he gets his Lifetime Tribute Awards, and he deserves all of them because he's had a legendary career. When he gets his, that will be the signature movie, The Dude. Everybody loves The Big Lebowski. It's an absolute classic.
I watched a great Jeff Bridges movie about 2 weeks ago.
What was it?
You remember the movie Jagged Edge, where Glenn Close is his lawyer?
Yep.
And he's accused of killing his wife.
Yep.
And she represents. It's so good. It's
he's great.
Just great.
And a really nice guy. I had a chance to meet him when he was on Good Day LA, when I was hosting for Good Day LA, and Jeff Bridges came in. I forget what he was promoting, but really, really nice guy on top of everything else. All right, coming up next for you is Fast Track. Got a bunch of stuff to throw around on Fast Track, and then after that, how far is too far to play a movie role? We got that coming up for you, too. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.